Hi, Bob.
Hi.
We can get started here with Manolo.
Hello, Bob. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Could you please share with us what are the updates with Mike Fires' progress and Trevor Rosenthal's injury?
Trevor, we just diagnosed yesterday, so there's nothing new there. He's just going to continue to go through, you know, just a downtime at this point. If there is another doctor's appointment in the offing, I'll let you know. And as far as Mike goes, you know what? I'll get you that one later. I know he's going to throw to hitters. My guess is it's not going to be here. His next outing would be at our alt site.
Yes. Another thing, the Major League Baseball took a historic step today when they decided to move the All-Star game out of Atlanta. Could you talk a little bit about this step that Major League Baseball took?
I haven't even heard that. When did that go down?
Yeah, it's only about 2 hours ago. You know, because the situation of the vote, they want to make sure that, you know, I'm guessing that they don't have a big issue with when over there, because they're going to dedicate that whole star game to hang Aaron. And then they have this situation with, you know, free vote and all of that. So, but I don't know. Please, we'll ask you another day. It was not right for me to ask you, knowing that probably.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it right now. Let me do a little research on that one for later.
Yes, Cole Edwin was saying to us, you know, very professionally a couple of minutes ago, that you know that he realized that in his case, probably just passing the baton to Mike when he returns. How nice is to hear that from a member of your team, that knowing that he's part of the horizon. But the team doesn't belong to him. Then you just have to do his job and wait until the pieces to fall where it may.
Yeah, I think he's just looking for an opportunity. And he created the opportunity for himself, by the way. You know, he pitched in spring training. So I think he's just focused on having a good outing tomorrow. He's probably going to have another one for sure after that. Then we'll see where we are. But I think he recognizes – you know, kind of what our team dynamic is, and that we do have an injury, and you know, I think he's supportive of that. But if he focuses on tomorrow's game, I'm good with that.
We'll go to Alex Coffey next.
Hey Bob, was there any thought given to getting Pinder in the lineup today after those two catches yesterday, and that he obviously had a good day at the plate? I think he went 2 for 4.
Yeah, I think looking at the matchups today, if you look at the left rights, it's a little heavier for lefts. He won't be out of the lineup long. My guess is it'd be a good chance he'll be back in there tomorrow. And just because he doesn't start in the lineup today doesn't mean he doesn't show up at some point in time in the game.
What about Matt Kawahara?
Hi, Bob. A little unrelated, but we had David Force on Zoom the other day, and he was asked about the option in your contract for 2022. And he basically said that the decision there is going to be a function of what you want to do rather than what the team wants. And I wondered if you would like to kind of clarify where you stand at this point about whether you would like to see that option exercised.
Yeah, you know, I have no desire to go anywhere else. I'm perfectly happy here, and my bosses have taken good care of me here. So that's where I stand on it. And, you know, it's not my job to pick up an option. It's the people above me, but I'm really happy here.
Go to Martin Gallegos.
Hey, Bob. How do you guys just feel about Frankie after, you know, I know you guys said he was looking really good in that workout. How do you feel about him just going out there Monday? Do you feel like he'll be out there pretty free of restrictions or anything?
I do. He has one more pen today, kind of his side session in between starts, but everything's looking as a go. Training staff has not thrown anything my way that would suggest that he wasn't able to. I talked to him about it some yesterday as well. I looked at the nail. I'm not a doctor, but it looks good to me. So I think we're full go on him.
Shana Rubin.
Do you feel like with Chad that at this point, everyday playing time is something that he has to lose or is his to lose? Do you feel like that, not trying to trick you into committing to something?
No, look, he's He had a great end of the year last year. He had a great spring. He had a really good game yesterday. I'm a big Chad Pinder fan. So, you know, as long as he continues to perform in that fashion, one thing we like to do early in the season and get everybody at bats based on the fact that especially the platoon and or bench players have had a lot of at bats and they're probably as ready to go now as they ever have been. You want to create a team function where everybody's involved, and, you know, good chance that, you know, Murph's not going to catch tomorrow. We'll see how Jed's doing. You know, that could be potentially camp at second tomorrow. I'm getting ahead of myself. But no, look, I certainly can't argue the fact that the Chad's probably playing his best baseball right now. So that's about as far as I'll go with it.
Matt Kawahara.
Luzardo yesterday said that one of his goals for this season is to basically make every start and be out every fifth day, which would be something like 31, 32 starts. Is that a realistic goal for him, just given that he hasn't thrown a whole lot of innings in a professional season before?
Yeah, I do think it's realistic. I think it's the point in time where he kind of, I don't say needs to, but that's the kind of guy he wants to be. Now, when we have an off day, we'll give our guys an extra day, the full complement, to where it's, you know, it's an extra day's rest, which I think is important, especially to get to that marker that he wants to get to. But I'm right there with him. I'd love to see him get 31 or 32 starts, and I'd like to see him pitch in the fashion that we think he's capable of pitching and where his ceiling is. So, I'm right there with him. I don't think we have any restrictions on him this year.
Janie McCauley.
Hi, Bob. As you look back to last night, just.
Do we have to do that?
No, how about the atmosphere though?
Kidding.
Let's go to the atmosphere, because
there you go.
Remembering Dick Callahan, remembering Pedro, remembering, Hank Aaron was on people's minds, and just the fans, and it was, even with only 10,000 there, it sure felt like a ball game again. I mean, have you reflected just on what that meant to everybody?
Yeah, I was in the moment. It touched me as well. You know, I've known Dick for quite some time now, and, you know, everybody that we, you know, championed yesterday, I thought it was right on time. I thought it was a great ceremony. You know, there was a period of time there where you weren't thinking about baseball. You were thinking about, you know, what's COVID's meant and all the people we've lost, not necessarily to that, but, you know, in baseball, especially here locally. I thought it was really well done. You know, I got some goosebumps because of it. So I'm right there with you. I thought it was a really good celebration.
And just the energy, did you feel that, you know, it had been since the wild card game of 2019, really, that the ballpark had that kind of energy?
Yeah, and I really wished we gave them something to really get going about, because, you know, they were waiting for it. You know, Chad's plays were well celebrated too, and we really wanted to be able to put together that type of inning where they become prevalent and they get involved and they inspire us and the whole bit. So there, it was a different feeling yesterday, and hopefully it's even more so as we go along.
Take a last question from Manolo.
Bob, you face Christian Javier last year. He's, of course, one of the best young hopes at the point of Dusty having number two in the rotation. What kind of a pitcher that he is to you? What kind of his strengths that you believe that make him possibly one of the best pitchers in the league?
Well, he's got a really good fastball, and it's explosive. It plays a little bit higher than the velocity does. You know, he throws a number of breaking balls that look like his fastball. Maybe not at this point a three pitch guy. He's probably close. He throws enough, you know, change ups and sliders to be that, but he's got an electric arm. It's just going to be about him continuing to pitch and develop. And I hope he pitches well against other teams, and I hope he does not pitch as well against us.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Okay.
Thanks, Bob.